It's showtime.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Washington is fundamentally corrupt. There are more words in the IRS code than there are in the Bible.
Made in America, heard round the world. You're listening to Blunt Force Truth. I'm Chuck Woolery, along with my co-host Mark Young. And, well, Trump's on the griddle, but Joe's not on the griddle. What's going on here, Mark?
Well,
this is the most convoluted. This is as convoluted as the Russia hoax.
Chuck, this is right out of Goebbels' handbook.
I know. It's
blame
so obvious.
Blame the other side for what you're doing.
Exactly.
A lie told often enough will eventually become a truth.
Right.
So follow with us here, folks, if you haven't been paying attention. The left is now accusing President Trump of using his political presidential authority to put pressure on Ukraine to give him information of Joe Biden, who put pressure on Ukraine, who admitted that.
Who admitted it on tape. And of course, you know, if you haven't followed this, and I can't imagine that no one's, you know, not up to date on this, but Joe Biden literally told Ukraine that if they didn't get rid of a prosecutor who had his son under the microscope, that he would not allow them to have $1 billion in aid. And they said, well, you're vice president. You can't do that. And he said, well, then call Obama. You know, call him up and see if he agrees. And he said, I'm leaving in 6 hours, so I'm going to be on an airplane. If you don't fire this guy, you're not getting your $1 billion.
And he did it, and he tells the story like he's Don Corleone.
You know, this guy has a hero complex. He really does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, the corn pop thing and all that stuff. It's really
just
nothing.
Take President Trump out back of the schoolhouse.
Yeah, and beat him, and I'm going to beat him like a drum.
He's going to have a push-up competition with him.
Yeah, what is – I mean, the guy's almost as old as I am.
Yeah, not to pick on 80-year-old guys, but
is that really
the push-up contest you want to have between Biden and President Trump? Is that how you pick a president?
I mean, this stuff is so silly, though. It really is, and it's so high schoolish. And like I said, I think he has a hero complex where he needs to be the hero of everything and tell everybody about it and tell them how great he is and how much power he has with Americans' money.
Well, remember his story. We can lose a vice president. We just can't lose any more of these boys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's self-sacrifice.
I mean, he's the hero of every story that he tells.
Exactly. That's my point. But the other thing is, I mean, look, his son was involved in this gas company. I mean, this kid, he doesn't know anything about a gas company or anything else. They were just paying him, about $3 million?
$50,000 a month salary.
Yeah, just to
be
on
their board.
Right.
Now, he had no experience in gas and oil and no experience in the Ukraine.
But did you hear who was part of this cabal that he was with? It was Kerry's stepson. And Whitey Bulger's son. Does the name Whitey Bulger ring a bell with anybody? You just got what?
And
these three
way,
guys are going to be on the board of a Ukraine gas company.
Now, by the way, what happened to Whitey Bulger?
Well, I know Whitey Bulger went the way of old flesh, but his son is still around.
Yeah, but why did Whitey Bulger go the way of all flesh?
I don't remember.
Because he was dumped into General Pop in prison by none other than our famed hero special prosecutor.
Who? What's his name? I'll never forget
the special prosecutor. Come on, guys.
Not Mueller. Was it Mueller?
Mueller.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mueller arranged for Scotty, basically set the stage for Scotty Bulger to get whacked.
Whitey Bulger.
Well,
now, the interesting thing about this is that Whitey Bulger, they claimed, and I guess this was true, that he was also an FBI informant, this crook, this terrible criminal who killed a bunch of people and everything else. I mean, he was just...
But now it all makes sense.
He was a bad dude.
Huh? But now it makes sense why Mueller set him up to get whacked.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's surely interesting how this is developing into Trump had a phone call where he went for a quid pro quo, which he didn't do, apparently. And it was reported by a whistleblower who heard it from somebody else who wasn't in on the call. And it's everything that Biden did and they're accusing Trump of doing. And then here comes Judge Napolitano. What is with him? I used to really like Judge Napolitano. Yeah. In fact, I've met him in person. I do like him, but
he's been upset. He didn't get on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but he does this all the time. He said, well, if true, Trump is in real trouble. And you go, he's broken, you know, constitutional, who knows? It's just nuts.
Well, you had that one lunatic, one of the two lunatics who's
and
running.
And Shepard Smith has him in jail already. And the guy, who's the guy from Massachusetts who's run, Bill Weld.
Weld, he wants him killed.
He said, we need to hang him. Dang it.
You know, I mean, where's the Secret Service going to visit Weld?
Well, he said it was a treasonous, infraction, and the obvious conclusion for a treasonous infraction is to hang him, dang him.
Now, here's the risk of this,
from the
folks.
Highest tree.
The risk of this. What the left is asking for is they're asking for the president's private conversations with another world leader to be disclosed.
Yeah, that's a no-no to begin with.
So first off, the president is our top diplomat. He has the right to have these conversations in privacy.
You're right, Mark. There's no question about that. There's certain lines of integrity that everyone who listens on those calls are bound to follow. But in this White House, whoever listens in on anything are not bound by anything. They leak it no matter what.
These are Obama holdovers mm-hmm. in the State Department.
Well, so, I've always said, if you want to look for corruption in government from the 30s on, just go to the State Department. You'll find it all right there.
But I want people to think about the chilling effect this would have on the world stage. If other leaders in the world knew, I can't speak to the president in privacy.
No, it's chilling. It really is. They have no respect for Trump at all.
I mean, could you imagine for a moment if FDR was not allowed to have private conversations with Winston Churchill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would World War II have changed?
Well, it also shows you just how much the world has changed and perhaps how much Washington has changed. It's always, you know, whenever you get into a seat of power, I don't care whether it's state, city, or federal, whenever you get into those seats of power, it's just full of corruption and accusations, and vindication always comes on the 35th page, column 15, down in the fold. Below the fold, and the accusations are always headlines.
Well, Nancy's supposed to be what, holding a conference today on whether to impeach him?
Today at 4 o'clock, she's going to find out whether everybody's on board for impeachment or not. I'm sure that all these people in Congress, the 40 some of them that won these seats where Trump won in their districts, are willing to jump on that train.
I don't think that she can get enough votes to push this through.
You know, who knows? It's like, you know, this stuff, it's really interesting because no matter what happens in the news, we watch it through the whole Russia thing. It eventually blows up in their face. It boomerangs, comes back around, and then the media handles it for them. I mean, at CNBC and MSNBC, they still believe that Trump colluded. They still believe that he obstructed. There's no way to convince them otherwise. So Mueller just didn't do his job, and all of these, and here's Jerry Nadler. If they couldn't find it, we can find it because it's out there and somebody knows it and it's going to happen. Just an endless parade of mindless, virtue signaling people who don't know anything, who are betting on something happening that never did happen in order, to propel them into power and get Donald Trump fired, so to speak.
Well, no, they want them swinging from a yard arm.
Well, yeah, and then that too. The ultimate conclusion is hang him.
Exactly.
So to finish my point is that this stuff always boomerangs on them, and this one will boomerang as well. This whole thing about a quid pro quo that Trump withheld military aid and whatever that in order to get it. I mean, even the Ukraine prime minister has said that didn't happen. But we have from a third party that it did, so they'd rather believe that.
And this is another world leader that says it didn't happen, and
it will
they
come
don't
out.
Want to believe him.
And it will come out one way or another eventually. I have a feeling in the back of my mind that Trump has just dangled this in front of them, that he really wants them to go ahead and try to impeach him, because he lays this bait out there, you know, or if the bait is laid out by somebody else, he allows them to take it, and he knows what happened or what didn't happen, and eventually it will come out. So we'll see.
So Chuck, we had a, I thought this was interesting.
By the way, let me mention something. I was watching Mark Levin with Dan Bongino the other night, Sunday, and he has a new book out. I'm sorry, folks, I can't remember what it is, but it's number 2 on Amazon, New York Times bestseller. So he said this whole thing about the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
He claims, well, he says he has proof of this, and so I believe him. I like Dan Bongino. I think he's a straight shooter. So he said, look, This whole dossier thing that is given credit to Steele is really not Steele. This was something that was written in 2008, I think, or 9 or something like that, when John McCain was running against President Trump. And they had plugged in all of these things. It was a thing. It was an Oppo research kind of slam against John McCain. And basically what they did was they just came in and said, okay, this works. Let's just plug Trump's name in. It had already been written. It had already been out there to Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson and his wife. And this had already been written. It was just a script that they plugged Trump's name into, which I find fascinating.
Bongino's book is called Exonerated.
Yeah, right. Good book.
Now, Chuck, sticking with the Ukraine thing for a minute, former mm-hmm. Ukrainian Secret Service official
yeah.
has leaked info on how the Ukraine funded the Clinton campaign with stolen money from the International Monetary Fund.
Wow, really?
Yes, sticking with the Ukraine story here that we started on. Now, what happened was the former Ukraine president.
Well, this is collusion.
Oh, is that what that's called?
You know, it's fascinating. I mean, the Democrats have colluded with all these foreign governments. Excuse me, it's Mucinex time for me. They've colluded with all these foreign governments, and all they do is blame Trump for the same thing they're doing, which is exactly what you said at the top of the show. And I can't imagine the American people not seeing through this.
So former Ukrainian president Petro Poroshenko was terribly afraid of a Republican victory, believing that Donald Trump would change the Russia policy and lift sanctions, reducing support for Ukraine and robbing Poroshenko of his Western power base. So he set out to try to help representatives of the Hillary Clinton campaign by actually taking money that was given to the UK through the International Monetary Fund and giving it back to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, just to add to that, not only did they help finance her campaign, they also provided her with damaging information on the Trump campaign. They provided the information on Paul Manafort.
Yeah, I heard that.
And then used money diverted from the IMF to fund Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They also, by the way, guess who the largest donors to the Clinton Foundation are?
I don't know. George Soros.
The Ukraine.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Ukraine, actually, Ukraine or people from the Ukraine
mm-hmm.
have made up, of all the countries that have donated to the Clinton Foundation, they're the biggest country over a, let me get the years here for you.
Damn communists.
That was between the years 99 and 2014.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
So we're funneling billions of taxpayer dollars to the Ukraine.
And they're turning around and giving it to Democrats.
Right. Now, what's different about that than funding Planned Parenthood?
Nothing.
We send tons of money to Planned Parenthood, and then they mm-hmm. dump it in the political campaigns
right.
to support Democrats.
Well, you know, unless somebody, you know, holds them accountable, they'll just keep on doing it. That's the way the world works, isn't it?
Do you ever get to a point where you just say, oh, to hell with it. This is just so far gone. It's killing me. I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
You would think practically that Trump would finally, and I'm sure that's what their goal is, to get him to just deflate. And for some reason, I have no idea why, he thrives on this. He loves this.
Does his tenacity encourage you to keep going on with this?
Yes, it does. I wish it would encourage other people, you know, like Lindsey Graham, to actually open up the Senate and start questioning these people like the Congress does, which is Democrat. But you can't get the Republicans to question anything, anybody. Why don't they have Biden come in there and talk to them in the Senate? They could do that. But you haven't heard any. You haven't heard a word about it.
Because they're always trying to play. The Republicans are always trying to, as you've pointed out, A, play by the rules, and B, trying to be liked.
Well, this is playing by the rules, so they have every right to. They have every right to question Biden about this stuff.
Well, but they're trying to be politer than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to. That's why that Trump drives them crazy, because Trump does not spend a lot of time focused on his decorum and politeness.
Right.
And so
probably why they don't like him too.
We're going to bring a guest on here in a second, Chuck. I'm going to bounce one last thing off you here.
Sure.
Beto O'Rourke, mm-hmm. as you know, is hell yes going to come and take your AR-15.
Beto O'Rourke's not going to be anything other than dog catcher if he can even do that. But go ahead.
Now, Yang of the famed Yang Gang.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the Bernie Bros.
Mm-hmm.
And Spartacus Booker.
Mm-hmm.
Have come out and said you won't be allowed to own a car in 5 years.
Well, here's the whole thing. I tweeted out something about kids. You know, I said, okay, next year there won't be any air conditioning in schools. There won't be any heating in the winter. And you can't drive a car to, you know, take you to school. All the buses will be down. So you have to walk or get on your bicycle and go to school. And thank you for saving the planet. And by the way, get rid of your electronic devices. And then, of course, everybody came back and said, have you ever heard of batteries? I said, yeah, your battery's running low.
So everybody's seen this young girl now that's running around.
Greta?
The 16-year-old Greta, the 16-year-old climatologist.
Have you seen her parents?
I haven't seen her parents. I have looked into her handler.
Mm-hmm. Well, her parents are basically communists, but go ahead.
She has an agent who works for georgesoros.org.
What a surprise.
Are you shocked by that?
No.
This young girl is Asperger's autism.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's really interesting.
Didn't Goebbels and all those people use children as shields as well for their Nazi regime?
Yes.
Didn't ISIS, don't they always use children, women and children, and put them out in front so that the Americans won't shoot at them?
Well,
doesn't Al-Qaeda do the same thing? I mean, give me a break.
Hitler literally used to make posters with Nordic-looking girls with blonde hair and braids.
Yeah, it's the same thing all over again.
She looks like a poster child from a Hitler poster.
Yeah. I mean, I feel sorry for this child. I mean, you know, she's been indoctrinated by her parents. And
so you're familiar with IMBD, right? That's the database where all the actors are.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so there's a database called IMBD. And
I'm not an actor, and I have film to prove it, so go ahead.
No, but you're an IMBD. I'm an IMBD.
Okay.
And this is where you go if you want to look up a history on an actor, or if you're a member like I am, this is where you go and you can find the phone number to somebody's agent and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This girl's listed in IMBD as an actress. She's actually a professional actress.
Well, they had some other little girl who was crying and everything about climate change, and she was an actress as well.
But I mean, she's really an actress. Yeah. They've actually really hired a child actor.
Yeah, I'm really surprised at that.
This girl is a child actor. She's actually been in films.
Well, you know, they know that you have to be sympathetic to these children to some extent, so it inoculates them for you against you coming up against them. And so that's what they do. They trot out kids. They do all that kind of stuff. And it's horrible. I mean,
it's hideous.
It's just horrible.
You've stolen my childhood.
Yeah.
Well, you killed my father. We really prepared to die.
We have a guest that's coming back today. And Mark, why don't you introduce him?
We're going to talk to none other than America's Sheriff, Joe Arpaio. Sheriff Joe, welcome to Blunt Force Truth.
Good. Keep up the good job.
Well, that's what we're going to hear about you. So, Sheriff, you have been kind of on the sidelines for the past 3 years now.
Well, I don't know about the sidelines. Yeah, I got defeated. I've been sheriff for 24 years, longest in history of Maricopa County, Arizona. But yeah, had Soros pumping millions of dollars in this law firm, Perkins Coie, who have a little history with regarding the steel situation, the birth certificate. But yeah, I got beat. But when I left office, I was still giving speeches. I'm going to Alabama tomorrow. Just got back from Lima, Ohio. So I'm out there giving speeches, trying
You're
to help
Trump. You're another one of these older guys who just thrives on this stuff. I mean, where do you guys get your energy? You and Trump. I mean, good Lord. You just don't seem to be stymied by this or even slowed down by it. In fact, you seem to be energized by it.
Yeah, my mother and father come from Italy, so I drink the Italian olive oil that keeps me going, and I work hard.
I'm going to have to get
I don't have any hobbies. So yeah, I'm going to surrender. I'm going for broke. I'm going to run again. I'm going to win and try to help my hero. Never had a hero in my life. It took me 77 years to find my hero when NBC asked me if McCain was my hero. And I paused and I said, and this is the truth. I said, I woke up 4 months ago. That was last year. And I finally found my hero. And that's President Trump. So I shut her mouth.
Don't you find it interesting that this dossier, as Dan Bongino pointed out, was written back for McCain? It was a script that was written for him, and they just plugged Trump's name into it? And then McCain kind of went along with the whole thing, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe he should have talked to me. Actually, Fox has blackballed me for the year. I've known all these guys for 24 years all at once. They won't talk to me, and I know the reason why, and not going to get into too much on the birth certificate, but that's okay. I'm suing Cuomo, and I'm suing Rolling Stone, and I'm suing Huffington Post, just sued the New York Times, and I never sue anybody. I'm always being sued when I go to the toilet. So I'm tired of being called a convicted felon. I'm not a convicted felon. It was a misdemeanor hit job, biased judge, when they said I can't lock up illegal immigrants, so hit me with a contempt of court. And same as the dog biting charge. So here I go.
The whole charge was a contempt of court charge?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a nothing charge.
I know. Why
that
did
means,
they?
That means took you pissed a, off it, a judge.
Yeah, a biased judge. I'm not going to go into his history, but it took Obama and Holder 8 years to get me. They started it 60 days after they took office, holders. And 8 years to get me on a contempt of court. And then that helped, you know, my Democratic opponent. And Soros pumped in $3 million. And Perkins Coie pumped in millions of dollars after me. I'm just a little unsure. I guess they don't like me around.
So how many dollars were spent on the sheriff's race in Maricopa County?
Well, he just said $6 million. So how much more than that?
Yeah, and of course I raised money too. I raised $10 million in 2012, where I beat that sheriff, $12 million. But I got beat in 2016. I just couldn't fight the fact that the judge or the Obama prosecutor said, when early voting started, that we're going to charge Arpaio with contempt of court. We want him to go to jail for 6 months. That's when voting was starting. Then the judge would not give me a jury trial, charged me with the wrong charge. I can go on. And the president, I didn't ask him for the pardon, but he found out and he pardoned me before I even went to court to be sentenced. Now Perkins Coie is leading a fight to do away with my pardon with all the Democrats in Washington behind that. So I hope they have some fun.
So I've got a question for you, Sheriff Joe. Now, you're running for sheriff. Now, you have to have a campaign website up, right?
Yeah, I got a pile for sheriff.com, and I got a campaign at our pile for sheriff.com. So you can get me on our pile for sheriff.com. Any help would be appreciated. But I'm going to win this race, and they get me at my age. AP just did another big story on me yesterday. So I keep getting all this national coverage. And, as I said, I loved the president. I was with him from day one, introduced him July 2015. Nobody was standing on a stage with him. I never met him. I got a little note from him years before, and I said then, I said, you're going to be the next president. There's a silent majority out there. You're going to win. And he did, and I spoke at the convention on prime time. They tried to tell me what to say, Montefiore, and I threw it in the wastebasket. And I said, I got my 5 minutes. Told me I had to read a teleprompter. I never read teleprompters. But I threw the speech in the garbage. Of course, I talked about the wall. You know, I was a director in Mexico. I can go on and on with my history. But I switched to my wife. I've been married 61 years. I told a story. When I told Trump my wife came down with cancer, he called my wife and called my wife several times. When they say he has no heart and all that garbage, that is garbage.
Of course.
Garbage. So I've been with him many times, introduced him. I love the guy. I'm going to make it again in this next election. If I, you know, make some people angry because they hate Trump and take it out on me, hey, that's great. I'm never going to change. You got these flip-flopper Republicans that only support him now because he's high up in the polls. Flip-floppers. I'm not going to go down a list, and that's sad.
Oh, you don't have to. We're all aware of the spineless Republicans in office. It's sad. It really is very sad.
That Google, by the way, Chuck, Google appears to be actively working against Sheriff Joe.
In what way?
If you Google Sheriff, you know, Joe Pyle for Sheriff, Sheriff Joe's campaign site should be the first site that comes up.
Yes.
It isn't.
What is?
All kinds of hit pieces on why it's a bad idea for him to run.
Well, that sounds like me. They did that to me at one time, too. They had every hit thing they could possibly put when you put my name in.
Google is literally manipulating the search results to try to hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been on, I got a million followers with Facebook and Twitter and all that. And I was just on it yesterday. I was in Lima, Ohio, speaking for the veterans, and I dropped off at a great shooting range. So I, you know, got a picture of me shooting up there, put it on my Facebook. Of course, I went after was Beto from down there in El Paso.
I refer to him as Beta.
We just Beta, yeah. Potato.
Well, I got confused. I was head of the DEA in El Paso in Mexico. I don't know where this guy is coming from. But anyway, far I talked left. About the guns. I'm a big gun guy. We got some good laws here. My posse, I used to have 3,000 posse volunteers, and I armed 500 of them, gave them authority to enforce the laws. And of course, we have hardly no laws here, which are great on guns. But I always said, when someone gets into a forum and they start shooting, I would expect somebody in there, the good guy, is to kill the guy before the cops get there. That's the problem. It takes time for the cops to show up. Right. So, you know, crime has gone down here in Arizona somewhat. And so I think people, if they want to carry a gun and use it to help protect them and the people, what's wrong with that? This guy wants to take all the guns away.
So, Sheriff Joe, how's Maricopa County been the past few years while you've been out? Has crime changed? What's been going on?
Well, I don't like bad-mouthing my Democrat opponent that beat me because of Soros and all that and all the heat I was taking. but there's been no enforcement on illegal immigration. Soros made a deal with him. You have to get rid of the posse, and you have to get rid of the tent city, my famous tent city, and you have to stop locking up illegals. Well, at least he followed that. I mean, he got millions of Soros. So we'll face him when the time comes. So no, there's no illegal immigrants.
Is the posse gone now?
Yeah, most of it is. And where's the raids on private, on these businesses that I've done, hundreds of them? The judge never said you could not do it. In fact, another judge ruled in my favor. And where's all the drug? I spent how many years of locking up dope peddlers all over the world, Turkey, Mexico, and I've been doing it here in Arizona. I don't see any big drug cases, but you know what? Because most of the people with dope peddlers coming across are illegals or vice versa. So no, it's bad, really bad.
So they're not really locking up illegal aliens in Maricopa now?
No, I don't think anybody is, unless they're forced to do it. Just before I left office, I did a little survey. I had 10,000 people in jail for other crimes, but they're all illegal. I turned them over to ICE. 39% came back to the same jails I run. 39%? One guy came back 20 times.
Oh my goodness.
Weren't just going back to the border and coming over. They were releasing them on the streets. I'm talking about serious criminals under Obama. So I was rocking the boat, which is okay. Got all these Sharpton coming over, leading 10,000 demonstrators. Whenever I go across the country, I get demonstrators, which I love. You know, I always try to talk to them. You know, I wave to them with a finger and they get mad at me. I can go on and on. But I'm, you know, I got a family that's, I don't talk about it. Grandkids there have different ethnic backgrounds, raised Black, Hispanic, you know, but I'm a trophy. I could get on the highest building.
You could be surrounded by your entire multicultural family and they will still say you're a racist.
Of course.
Why do you think the left wants to flood our country with illegal aliens? What's the purpose behind this? And what do you think?
Well, one reason, and I have to say, is the fact a lot of them come in, you know, that I arrested in workplaces because, you know, the owners can get cheap help when they're disobeying the law. When a poor guy running a business obeys the law and he's stuck because he has to pay higher wages. So a lot of it has to do with the economic situation. And then you got the bad guys.
This is why the Chamber of Commerce is so corrupt, frankly.
Yeah, they don't support me. They didn't support me. I was locking up on.
Chuck, if you think about this, and Sheriff Joe, we go back into history of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party was the party of slavery, cheap labor. Mm-hmm. When Lincoln was assassinated and Johnson took over, Johnson, a Democrat, did what? He practically pushed the blacks back into slavery. The Democratic Party has a long history. Even though they're out picketing, you know, with the UAW, they have a long history of cheap labor. No matter how you look at it, these people are nothing more than a replacement for slave labor. But the other part I don't get is why let all the gang members come across? Why they don't seem to be bothered by MS-13?
They don't seem to be bothered by the law.
Yeah, I agree with that. The law doesn't seem to be, you know, very very important to them, unless it's some kind of law, you know, banning meat or your car or taking your gun away.
Sheriff Joe, did you notice all of these Democrats are talking about you can't eat meat and you can't have red and beef is bad and you got to, you know, become a vegan and everything else. They're all in Iowa. What was 10,000 steaks
that are out there cooking?
I mean, they're so hypocritical. It's so obvious. You would think the American people would look at it and go, what the crap is this? But, I want to ask you a question because I really don't know the answer to this and it's confusing to me, Sheriff Joe. Where exactly is Arizona? I always thought Arizona was kind of a red, dependable state, and it seems to have changed or morphed into something else over the last few years. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you're right. They all come. A lot of people are coming from California to get out of that sanctuary state.
It's happening in Texas,
and they're like Phoenix is now 1.5 million, which comes under, you know, me in a sense. I'm the sheriff for everywhere in this county, and it's about 35%, 40% now Hispanic. So there's a lot of Hispanics here now. And, you know, they got their objective. And a lot of them are good people. They come here. So it's changing. It's changing. And it's, you know, we got a Democrat U.S. senator. We may be getting another one next year. So things are changing. I'm going to have a little tight battle here, especially with everything I've been through. But I expect to win. I worked hard at it. So, you know, all these guys, dope peddlers coming across. Well, I was a director in Mexico and Latin America. I can go on and on. And I work with the Mexicans. G. Gordon Liddy and I just about closed the border in 69 under Nixon for 2 weeks. And boy, the Mexicans were angry. Then I took over in Mexico. So I love it when the president meets with Putin and the Rocket Man, and he gets heat for doing that. I did it when I was in Mexico City. They hated me. I met with the attorney general a couple of times, had him over the house. He liked blueberry pie, so my wife pumped out blueberry pie. I threw in American whiskey. I got more done with American whiskey and blueberry pie than the big stick. I had an office in Panama. I worked with Noriega. I used to go there, meet him. I knew he was playing both sides. But you got to deal with these guys. That's what the president is doing. He go in the back room, light up a cigar, and well, he doesn't smoke, the president, but you get back there and you negotiate. Why do they call him all these names, treason and everything? Because he's talking.
Because he's successful. That's why. And they can't.
And he's using common sense.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, as well as I do, Washington and, you know, a lot of states and everything else don't use common sense, and Democrats don't have any common sense. So when you bring someone in like Trump, who is completely counter to their culture, they're going to criticize everything he does. And the more successful he is, the more criticism is going to fall on him. You know,
well, don't sell him short. I've been with him several times. He just introduced him to all these rallies. And, you know, I've been the honorary chairman for Bush, Rick Perry, and Mitt Romney. Of course, they forgot my name now. And you know.
Mitt Romney's forgotten everybody's name.
So you know how it is. Yeah. Don't say this, say that. Right. Trump or his staff, Dowski, and no one ever told me what to say. You know, so I had to wing it.
Sheriff Joe, you're right about this. Chuck, think back when President Trump invited us to Trump Tower, mm-hmm. and they asked us if we would be surrogates and if you would be a surrogate for him.
Right.
And your comment was, well, you know, I don't know what you want to say or any of this stuff. And they told you, well, you don't need to know what we want to say. All you do is just go out and speak your mind.
Right.
Remember they didn't give you talking points.
Yep. I remember. Mm-hmm. And that was very early on, Sheriff Joe. I mean, this was like early on with you. He was just coming in.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, as I say, I've introduced them many times. Now, fortunately, I think I was a little smart enough to not say anything. Although the first time I introduced them, I mentioned the birth certificate. That all my people say never mention the birth certificate.
Don't
blah
go
blah
there.
Blah. So yeah, the biggest cover up in the history of the universe. Right. Believe me. Now, if you look at my background,
the Russia hoax.
Nobody wants to talk about it. I can't believe how, and I've worked there for 5 years, and I've got the proof, 110% proof. Believe me, that's
Doesn't
a fake
matter.
Document.
They're not interested
I don't
in
care
facts.
Where he's from. Yeah, but if that was you, you'd be in jail tomorrow. Try forging a government. Try it.
Okay, you said you were going to Hawaii and to give a speech in Hawaii. Is that right?
Yeah, to a very... conservative Republican group. That's November 1.
They're advertising. There's a conservative group in Hawaii. That'd be like a conservative group in Hollywood. Yeah, with like eight people there.
Okay. No, they're selling tickets now. They're publicizing all over. So I'm going to have some fun.
And you're going to be talking about the birth certificate there?
Well, I don't want to, but if they ask me, I'm going to just, what I was going to tell you is the fact that we did our due diligence. I have the information. Anybody that wants it can come, look at it, investigate it.
Let me ask you a question, because this is absolutely central to this situation. I mean, it's long past time now. It's finished. He's already had his presidency and everything. However, the taint of that has been dismissed by everyone. So let me ask you something. Who could really do the research on this and come up with all the answers? Who in government could do that if they wanted to and didn't want
well,
to?
Well, I would imagine Congress. I've talked to Congress people.
Oh, my God, really?
They're not doing it. Well, they can have hearings and my own, if you didn't have any criminal intention on that. I mean, you didn't want to go after him criminally, at least put some new law in there.
They want to go after him about as much as the Republicans want to go after Joe Biden. I mean, there's no desire to do that at all.
Okay, but why can't you just go out and pass a law that when anybody runs for president, you have to check them out?
Well, vet them to begin with? I mean, they didn't vet this guy.
No, of course not. If they did, he couldn't get hired as a janitor.
Exactly right. So, you know.
So why can't they do that?
They could.
They can do that.
They won't.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck, let's deal with a couple of issues that people are going to use against the sheriff. So the one is, we've already talked about he's a convicted felon, which is absolute crap. In other words, he got a charge for pissing off a crooked judge.
Right.
And the president came in and said, that's nonsense. So that's a non-issue. It should be a non-issue. These idiots are still going to run around and try to claim it. The second thing they're going to use against you, Sheriff, is you're what, 87 years old now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nine years older than I am.
Now, by the way, Sheriff, I happen to host another show besides for this one, which is called Living Beyond 120. So in my in my book, 87 is
a relatively young man.
So I have no issue that you're 87. But talk to our audience and tell our audience why they shouldn't be worried about your age.
Well, I'm not going to compare it to, there's a guy, Carl Hayden, that was actually a Maricopa County sheriff. And then he went to the Senate. He retired at 92 years old. Don't you have a Supreme Court lady?
Yes.
Older than, I think that position is more important than a sheriff. Being
you have
on
to
a
be
US
in better
Supreme
shape
Court.
Than her, too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, you know, I work 14 hours a day. You asked what I did when I left office. I was very busy doing a lot of things. Got some, writing my third book. I've already did two in the past and got other things in a hopper. But now I decided to run. I talked to my wife. She was for it. And, you know, it's tough running for office, but I've got to do this to do something for the people in Maricopa County and the United States. You know, I've been on 4,000 interviews overseas. Forget the United States. So they call me a publicity hound. Okay, let me put it this way. Where do you think all the drugs are coming through from Mexico? And where is all the illegals coming through? Comes through my county. I got 9,200. Square miles and 4.6 million people live in this county. So what I'm doing, if I can't get it in overseas, I mean, Mexico, I'm not the head of Mexico anymore. Lock them up here. If I lock them up here, they're not going up to Chicago or everywhere else. So I look at it as a national, international situation. I was the head of the DEA in Turkey, Syria, Mexico. So I was involved in international stuff way back, just in the in the, right here, everybody's talking about Turkey and Mexico and everything else. So I think I still got something else to offer. So that's why I'm
Sheriff
doing
Joe.
It.
So if Sheriff Joe is elected, and we're, and because this is a national show, and I'm encouraging people to go to his website and help.
This is an international show at this point.
Well, you're true. This is, you are correct. But I'm assuming nationally is where people will participate right. and donate money. Even though we're talking about the sheriff of Maricopa County, what we're really talking about is a law enforcement leader who's going to back up ICE and back up the Border Patrol at the Mexican border and start locking these people up. Is that a fair statement, Sheriff?
Well, I'm about 40 miles from the border, technical point, but I don't have the authority at the border anymore.
Right, but they're heading to you.
Yeah, they're coming through the county. If I can grab them here, if it gets through the border, and Trump is doing the best he can with the wall and other things, if it gets through, and you know they're going to come through, I'm going to lock them up. And when I become sheriff, I'm going to put up my Korean War tents that I put up in 93 at presidential candidates' visits to tents. And I survived for 23 years with tents in the desert. Over 500,000 people served time in the tents. So I'm going to put those back up. They took that down right away. ACLU, Soros, and that bunch hate the tents, hate the posse, hate locking up illegals. So I'm going to go back and do everything I was doing, which was quite a few
things. What do you think the temperature of your constituency is in Maricopa County? Are they for stopping this illegal invasion in our country, or are they leaning toward it's okay?
Unfortunately, a lot of the Democrats, of course, are against what we were doing, and even some liberal Republicans. And by the way, if I've endorsed 2-3 years ago governors and presidential candidates and everything else, and I never ask for endorsements, I always go to the people. But it's interesting, a lot of them forgot me through my, court cases with the contempt of court and all that. Of course, the president didn't forget, that's for sure. But that's okay. That's politics. I don't hold any hard feelings. What I want to do is get back in there and do what I've been doing for 24 years and 58 years around the world. So, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to win. Was a General MacArthur said, I shall return.
Right.
Yeah. I will return. I joined the army when the Korean War broke out. So I just got back helping raise money for servicemen that are sleeping in the street. It's sad what's going
it's
on.
Appalling, isn't it?
With
it's
our
just
servicemen.
Appalling what's going on. It really is. I love these Democrats who are trying to tell us how to live our lives and everything else. And every city that they run is just overrun with, homeless. It's just awful, horrible situation.
It is. It's a disgrace. Folks, if you go to the show notes, go to bluntforcetruth.com. Look up the interview. So look for the interview with Sheriff Joe Apiro. When you go there, you will find links to his website where you can participate, where you can make a donation to his campaign. If you are a supporter of President Trump, then it will be hard to not be a supporter of Sheriff Joe. I mean, backing up Sheriff Joe is backing up your president. We'll also have links to his Facebook account and his Twitter account, where you'll be able to follow his escapades around the world.
Yeah, right.
Chuck?
Listen, Sheriff Joe, we're on your side. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Well,
hopefully this will be of great benefit for you. We do anything we can to help you because we really believe in your cause. It's the same as our cause. It's law and order.
Well, I hope you don't forget me when I'm the sheriff because I'm not going to forget you.
We will never
forget you, Sheriff Joe. No, you're patriots, and You know, you don't need a gun. You got the tongue, the power of speech. You
get, we have guns too, though, Sheriff.
Yeah, but
we both have guns too.
I know, but you know, you can't shoot everybody. So,
I know.
But you got the power of speech, which in your type of show is critical. Critical. So, thank you for doing that.
We appreciate that. Pleasure. And by the way, if we can help you, let us know that.
Yeah. Anything
we can winter's do. Coming up, so it's easy to get me to go to Phoenix.
Oh, come on down and I'll show you. I can't show you the tents. They've been destroyed, but at least I can show you my office.
Is it in Scottsdale by any chance? I really like Scottsdale.
It's right next door, that beautiful town of Fountain Hills with the highest fountain, now the third highest in the world.
Love it there.
One of my best friends owned, is it the Biltmore there?
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention his name, but he owned that, and he owned a huge shopping center there that was just enormous. But he was a very, very good friend of mine in L.A., and so I have a little bit of a connection, but not much.
Yeah, I have lots of friends around there, too. Mm-hmm. I really like the area. I just really like that Scottsdale area. It's a wonderful place to live.
Thank you again, Sheriff Joe Apayo. We really appreciate having you on the show. Wish you the best of luck and fortune. And anything we can do, we'll be happy to do it. And we want to thank everybody for listening to Blunt Force Truth today. I'm Chuck Woolery, and I hope you enjoyed our show. We'll see you next time on Blunt Force Truth.